following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is Sylacauga High School Baseball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Alvia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to Walton Cruz Field for one more game this week. The Aggies close out the 2025 Wood Bat Tournament against the Asheville Bulldogs. The Aggies, the away team here in this ball game. Up to the plate first, it's Jamari Thomas. He'll take a first pitch strike from the pitcher Layfield for the Bulldogs. The Aggies trying to get their second win in this tournament and go 2-2. That one's behind the head of Jamari Thomas. Even count, 1-1. The Aggies go Thomas Mims, Thomas Phillips here in the top of the first inning. His pitch runs out of the zone. Now 2-1 to Jamari. The Aggies beat Asheville, I think 13-11 yesterday to start things off in play here. As that pitch to Thomas runs outside. Pitch away from getting the man on base. Jamari Thomas having himself a pretty good tournament. As that one's fouled back into the backstop. Runs the count full 3-2. 1-9 will be Thomas Mims, Thomas Phillips, O'Neill Howell, Tony Johnson Howell, then Connor Tampling. We'll give you the Asheville Bulldogs in just a few minutes. The 3-2. Thomas rolls over on one to short. It's through his legs and an E6 to start this one as the leadoff man for the Aggies on base. That was Foster Hyde at shortstop. Didn't get the mitt down. And Jamari Thomas on base to start this ball game. Here's Hunter Mims. Had a bounce back game earlier, especially in the field. Compared to yesterday night's outcome against Cherokee Counties, this one pops out of the mitt of the catcher. A 1-0 count now to Hunter Mims. They'll check on the runner here, the speedster. They'll pick off over at first. Thomas back in safely. At Layfield on the bump for Asheville. Palmer behind the plate. The righty-on-righty battle with a man at first and no outs. Another pickoff throw as Thomas leaps back onto the bag. You just have one pitch so far thrown to Mims. He's ahead in this count 1-0. David McCurley will be here shortly to join me. We are starting about 15 minutes or so early. As Mims fouls one back into the backstop, the Aggies had the hit and run on. Jamari Thomas will have to retreat back to first base. For the Aggies in the field, Thomas will be in center, Mims at short, Brady Thomas at second base, Connor Phillips at first, D'O'Neill at third, London Howell in left, Tony, behind the dish, Judson, how was your DH for the pitcher Nolan Gordon and Connor Tampling in right field? Another throw over at first, going to have to be faster than that to catch Jamari Thomas. A 1-1 count to Mims. Aggies in black tops, white pants, Asheville in green tops, green caps, white pants. Thomas going, ground ball back up the middle, off the glove of the pitcher, and the throw to first by the shortstop, not in time, and everyone is safe. Layfield tried to get that as it came back to him. Foster was coming over, had to redirect, couldn't step on second, looked up, and by that time Hunter Mims was well down the first baseline. So the first two Aggies on base, and here's Brady Thomas with a man in scoring position here in the three slot, top of the first inning, no score if you're just now joining us. Thomas will square to bunt. He'll pull it back. The pitch is a ball, 1-0. First baseman charging in. Thomas trying to send this bunt down the third baseline, and he can't get the bat on it. Now 1-1. Two on, no outs. Thomas squaring again. This time he doesn't get it down, so he's going to have to swing away here. I think he's trying to get some runs early, play a little small ball, move two guys in scoring position for Connor Phillips, who's on deck. Now Thomas will swing away, 1-2. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. The throw to second for one. It gets away. Jamari Thomas rounding third. He's going to score. And the second error of the inning turns into an Aggie run. You got one hit and two errors. Hunter Mims going to be scored a hit. Both errors made by the shortstop. Foster had a chance to turn two, hit him right in the glove, and instead that ended up in center, and that allowed Jamari Thomas to get the third, and Coach Jay Brooks gave him the wave all the way home. 1-0 Aggies, top of the first inning. Still no outs as Connor Phillips to the plate. Phillips underneath this one, hits it high in the air. It'll drift out of play up the first baseline. You got two Aggies on base. It's Mims at second, Thomas at first. CP at the dish for the Aggies. D. O'Neill on deck. We lead it 1-0, top of the first inning. An 0-1 count to Connor Phillips. Layfield going to check on second. Gives it a long look. Now he'll make his move to the plate, and Phillips dribbles one up the right side, taken by Layfield. The toss to first for the out, but he gets the job done. He moves two Aggies into scoring position for D. O'Neill. O'Neill hit right back to the pitcher, Layfield. A skipping throw to first. The throw home, not in time. Hunter Mims beats the throw, and the Aggies are safe and take a 2-0 lead. Boy, a risky play for Coach Jay Brooks early. Didn't really get the at-bat from D. O'Neill we wanted. Hit it right back to the pitcher. They even looked Mims back to third, but on the throw to first, Mims with the speed took off towards home, and the Aggies take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Take it any way you can get it. Brady Thomas at second. London Howell at the plate. He gets underneath one, a flare into left. It's going to be a tough play, and the catch is made by Wise to end the top of the first inning. We'll go bottom one. Aggies take a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Two nothing Aggies, bottom one. Layfield to lead things off as he hits one off the handle towards first. Phillips takes it himself all the way to the bag, and one pitch, one out for the starting pitcher in this one, Nolan Gordon. Gordon on the hill, Tony behind the plate. You got D. O'Neill at third, Mims at short, Thomas at second, CP over at first, Tampling in right, Thomas in center, and London Howell in left. This is going to be Boland. One pitch, one swing, and a foul ball out of play. So, yeah, one out, bottom one. This one's off the end of the bat, opposite field. It'll roll into left. Boland going to stop at first for a one-out single. Justin Henderson, the DH. He'll step into the box with a man at first. Henderson, Palmer, then McLemore. Gordon's going to check on the runner at first. First pitch upstairs. The 1-0 incoming. Fouled back. These two teams, Dave and McCurley, familiar with each other. The third time they've played this year. The Yankees went up to Asheville, 10-run rule the Bulldogs a few weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago now. And beat the Bulldogs yesterday morning, 13-11. Is this curveball fouled back? Now 1-2.
It's my first chance to see Nolan pitch as well. All the games that I've been with you or been a part of, and yet to see him pitch yet. Tell me a little about him.
All right, it's hard throwing righty. I think he has pretty good command. You know, being an older guy that just hasn't pitched a whole lot, maybe stamina, you know, filling out the entire game, but you see some stuff right there. The breaking ball gets a pretty good hitter in Henderson to strike out swinging.
Yeah, that's a big strikeout here. Second out in the first inning. Man at first with a two-run lead. It's always good to get that second out. So they're at the cleanup now.
The four-hole hitter, Palmer. Second lefty in the order. The other one's on first with an opposite field hit, and this one goes the same direction, but slapped foul. Two outs. Bottom one, the Aggies, the visiting team. Tough to get used to here at the wall, but
they're in the same dugout.
Yes, from our perspective, it's kind of tough.
Well, yeah.
I'll be telling you we're in the wrong side of an inning here pretty soon. You know, one is driven high in the air, center field, very playable for Jamari Thomas, and he has it no problem. The Aggies retire him here. You got no runs on one hit, no errors. In the bottom of the first, we'll go to the top of the second. Good guys on top, 2-0. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anniston Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Back at the Walt. Next week, the Aggies against Clay Central in an area series Tuesday at 4:30. The Vols here at the Walt. Jonathan Toney at the plate right now, though, against the Asheville Bulldogs with a 2-0 lead. Layfield, the pitcher, a little sidearm heave here, called for a strike.
I think he certainly want to win this game to go 2-2 in their host Woodbat tournament, and especially when you got big area foes coming in.
And a win would get us back to 10-10, as here's a base knock for Quell Toney into right center, finds the grass.
Thought he'd come in the seventh inning that first game today and did a good job as well. In relief of Brady. He's going to get a speed-up runner. I believe that's going to be Tyler.
Yeah, J.D. Tyler to run. Saw a couple of the Aggies at Chick-fil-A after the first game. Probably needed a good lunch. Maybe not the outing we wanted, but, you know, tough ball club when you catch the ace of the Thorsby Rebels. They usually have one or two good guys. They have one really good guy this year, and Seeley was tough to hit.
Well, and a lot of things went against us, too. Not to complain about the umpire, but there was just a lot of breaks that just went against Sylacauga. And, then of course, head coach Jay Brooks had his time. I think Altec got.
I thought Judson might have thought of getting him, too, but he'll stand in the box. Runner at first.
Have you noticed that the Aggies are right up on that plate this time?
Howell, going to take a strike, 1-1.
A little up in the zone, but as long as it's consistent. But yeah, they were kind of standoffish a little bit against, you know, a hard throwing Seeley this morning, but they're up on that plate today.
Here's Johnson, a little chopper left side. It's foul down the third baseline. We've got a 1-2 count.
Well, you couldn't ask for better weather in this tournament either. It's been great. Not too cold, certainly not too hot.
And there's a call, strike three on a breaking ball.
That was pretty much in the same spot that first strike was called.
Here's Connor Tampling. Well, the man at first and one out.
See if we maybe try to square here with the leadoff man on deck. Yeah.
Tampling. And a foul ball down the third baseline. 0-1 to Tampling. Trying to throw over a second ago at J.D. Tyler. Top of the second. Aggies with a 1-0 lead as I fix my scoreboard. No, excuse me, a 2-0 lead. My scoreboard's been wrong at 1-0. Here's a called strike to Tampling. He's in an 0-2 hole.
That was a good pitch there. Now you got to be protective, real protective at 0-2. He's probably going to throw you something out of the zone here, try to get you to chase because he knows the top of the order's next.
The 0-2 fouled off, just out of the reach of McLemore, the third baseman, was trying to come over and make the catch in the air.
Yeah, the runner was going on the play. That's why he was really trying to catch that thing in the air and try to double up. Tyler over there at first, he was almost a second.
Pitch upstairs, maybe a little pitch out, looking for snap throw back to first. You got a 1-2 to Connor Tampling. Tampling stays alive, just got a piece of it.
You know, in the first game today, Jeremy, he came to bat three times. He put the bat on the ball all three times against Thorsby's ace, and he didn't strike out. He was one of only two batters in the game that didn't have a strikeout for Sylacauga. Actually, he was the only one.
That one behind Tampling, the throw to second, not going to get J.D. Tyler. He's got some wheels. Throw was on shortstop side of second. A man in scoring position for the Aggies with one out. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off. Got the umpire behind the plate.
Yeah. Give him a second or two. Connor's hanging in there. Like I said, if you look down the score sheet of the game earlier today against Sealy, he was the only Aggie in our entire lineup that didn't go down on K's.
Tampling been a good player for us, especially out in the field. Plays all over the outfield. 2-2. Layfield's pitch. Tampling chops it left side. That's going to move a man over. The throw to first is going to get us. Heck of a play by McLemore. Gets the speedy Connor Tampling, but we do move J.D. Tyler to third, and to the top of the order we go.
Jeremy, I don't know that I've ever seen a ground ball that high. And I'll tell you, that was a great play over there at third because he caught the ball and threw it all in one running motion and made a good throw. Tamplin's not slow either. Now, that's a big run over there at third if we can get Jamari to somehow to squeeze him home.
Thomas, ground ball, left side. No way they're going to get him.
Nope.
RBI single for Jamari Thomas. J.D. Tyler comes in to score. And the Aggies take a 3-0 lead over the Asheville Bulldogs.
That was placed just in the hole between short and third to where I don't care either one of them come up with it. You're not throwing out Jamari Thomas on that play.
Called strike to Mims, 0-1. Mims swinging and missing the throw to second. Not even close.
I tell you, it's going to take, in my opinion, a perfect pitcher with a perfect pitch and a perfect catcher with a perfect throw to get Jamari Thomas on an attempted steal.
Base hit will score him.
He's just that fast.
Straight steal for Thomas. And they'll say he's safe. He got under the tag.
I just had got it out of my mouth, Jeremy. He steals third on a very good throw. It looked like what was going to be a good tag, but he got under it. He can really motor. Now we got to get him home.
One and two now. Hunter Mims breaking ball to the backstop. Here comes Thomas. He's going to score. 4-0 Aggies. A lot of pressure taken off this at bat now for Hunter Mims as they do find a way to get Jamari Thomas around. Two runs have crossed here in the top of the second inning. J.D. Tyler came in to score. He was running for Tony. It's Mims. Lofts one in the left. Hangs up in the air. And the catch made by Wise. And that'll do it here in the second. Aggies score two more. We lead it 4-0 after an inning and a half. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Bottom two, Aggies lead it 4-0.
Where is my man Chris Smelly this week? He's on vacation.
He is not at the beach.
He's not in a kayak,
he's
is he?
Not at okay. the beach.
Just wanted to make sure.
5-6-7 in the orders. McLemore, third baseman.
You know, I've contributed to the Rock Foundation of the Smelly household when you sent him across the street.
That's because I wasn't contributing. Somebody needed to contribute, and it wasn't me. Hit back to Gordon. The underhand flip to Thomas for out number one.
I love Chris Smelly. I tell you, we're lucky to have him here in Sylacauga. Good family, and wish him all the best. Looking forward, I'm going to say this, Jeremy, you know, looking forward to old Matt Zediker, too, being the head coach at Childersburg, you know, and old Aggie. He told me the other night, he said, Muck, it's kind of hard to put on this blue, but but he said, I love it.
Here's Wicks. The center fielder.
Yeah, hadn't seen Gordon much, but so far he's looking good in this game. Pitch was outside, 1-1 now. One out, nobody aboard.
1-1. Check swing went around. Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. It was high, 2-2.
2-2 count with one out. Nobody on base. Aggies up 4-0. This one outside. Runs the count full. 3-2.
Still a lot of people out at the old ballpark at about 6:30 on a Wednesday evening. Gordon gives up a walk there, so a man on now with one out.
Runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the second. That one just missed 1-0. been a fun few games. You know, the Aggies are 1-2. They're trying to get to 2-2 in this tournament. Good competition. You got a good Thorsby team. Runners moving. The pop throw from Tony, just not in time.
Good speed. A good throw from Tony. It was a hard pitch for a catcher to throw somebody out on two. As it was a ball as well.
Gordon called strike. 2-1.
Won't be long before they light the candles here at the old wall. As most of the outfield and good part of the infield already in shape. Miss 3-1. I thought it was 3-1. It is now 3-2. So obviously one of those pitches he called a strike that I thought was high and inside.
Gordon going to check on the runner. From the stretch, gets a ground ball left side. Mims is there. Takes a late hop on him. Strong throw over to Phillips for out two.
You know, that was a good job there because he could have easily went to third and got that lead runner, but take the sure out. Now you got two outs with a runner at third and just bear down on the wall here at the plate as the batter and try to get out of this thing. It's just a good, strong, solid play by the infield there.
That's a called strike on Wall. Where's number 37? Big number. The 0-1. Turns into 0-2.
Nice breaking ball by Gordon there. See if he can finish him off.
Just missed up top. That was a close one now, 1-2. Aggies trying to get out of the inning. A couple minutes away from the sun being out of camera view as well. The 1-2, fouled off. Here's a foul tip, maybe into the mid of Tony. It'll do the same as a strikeout as the Aggies will get back in the dugout. They leave a runner at third. We'll go top three. Aggies with a 4-0 lead. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245 4300.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Marble City Plumbing serves Sylacauga, Childersburg, Fayetteville, and all of the Coosa Valley. For any residential or commercial plumbing issue, contact Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
This game moving along. The Aggies moving along in the order. Second time up for the three-hole hitter, Brady Thomas. The Aggies lead it 4-0. Top three. Thomas facing Layfield for the second time. First pitch, a called strike to Brady. 0-1. Thomas sends one high in the air out of play up the right side. Trying to get Brady Thomas going and really in this wood bat tournament. Hopefully that, if he does, that will get things moving in the right direction against the Clay Central Volunteers.
Yeah, you don't need to have anybody in a slump for sure when you go into area play. And this is a good way to get out of it with four games in 2 days.
Thomas, high chopper over to second. Going to be a tough play as Thomas is safe.
Did he beat it out?
I got to be honest, neither one of us could see it. Sun coming through this window, and I thought I saw the arms go out. Brady Thomas with an infield single. You know, when they redid this beautiful park, David, and it's a beautiful park, they could have just catty-cornered this that way, and everything would have been fine.
Well, really and truly, if you could have your rathers, and it wouldn't be this way to turn it all the way 180, because you're not going to be playing games at 8 o'clock in the morning when the sun's out.
Oh, Thomas calling a rundown, got caught, diving back to first, and he's out. Tough mistake. He went. Pitcher stepped off.
Yeah.
Gotta wait till he makes that motion.
Yeah, he took off the second before the pitcher ever made that motion. All he had to do was step off and chase him down. That's a strike to Connor. And they tell you when that happens, if you're a pitcher, the best thing to do is run straight at him and force him one way or the other.
1-1, CP, big swing, now 1-2. Yeah, that one's tough. You leg out an infield single on a heck of a play by Thomas, use the wheels to get there, and now Phillips takes a called strike three. I'm not sure if that was a slider or just looked like it might have broken late, David. The Aggies now two outs for D. O'Neill.
Yeah, he didn't like that call, but I'll be honest with you, it looked like it might have clipped in side part of the plate. Too close to probably be taken, and now there's two outs with nobody on for Big D, as you mentioned. And these are usually the times that this young man right here usually barrels one up. I just looking for him to hit one here. That one's outside.
There's a strike to D.
He struggled a little bit here in this wood bat tournament. Like to see him after swinging and missing here, see if he could get a hit.
I went back to the backstop.
Fouled away and got our catcher a little bit. He wasn't unable to hang on to it. D fouls this one away. So he's hanging in there at 2-2. On deck is London Howell if it gets to him. He fouls it away again as the mayor of Oak Grove has made his way to the booth.
He's been over here enough for us to annex him in, huh?
Yeah, he's been over here enough to be on the air. My man, Tony.
That's my guy.
He takes one outside to pull up the count, 3-2.
Now he comes up and gives a little massage on the shoulders, David. There's a walk to D, so we do get a man on. People don't know, Mayor Tony White is the four straight years award winner for the World's Softest Hands of the Foxy Awards at our Christmas party.
Absolutely. He also has connections to this coaching staff at Sylacauga, as Stephen, married to his granddaughter.
I'm just trying to decide how I figure out a lifelong fireman doing all that work. Look at these hands.
But I have to figure out, like, when they have Thanksgiving meal, Stephen being big Auburn fan, and Tony, he's from over across the state, how it works, but they make it work. 2-0 now to London, as the plate's kind of been jumping around on.
They don't play it on Thursday. They can enjoy some time. Now, listen, there are maybe no bigger Auburn fans than Stephen, Barry, and Lane, other than this one sitting beside me right here. Here's an opposite field shot, Wise going back. It's over his head. D. O'Neill, he's rounded second.
Can he make it all the way?
D. O'Neill rounding third. The throw coming in. O'Neill's going to make it.
Give
and
that
London
man
Howell drives him in.
Man, give that man an applause. He come all the way from first base on that play. And I don't know if that one was just misjudged, Jeremy, or maybe the wood bat was a little different, but the Aggies get their fifth run of the game here. And still got a runner at third now with two outs. And I believe this is Quayle coming up.
Wise definitely misjudged it. He had plenty of time to get back there. That first step went up, and then he had to get on his horse to get back there, and it still got over his head. Had a lot of opposite field hits in this game for both teams. Here's Tony. I believe he had a base hit to start off the second inning.
Mm-hmm. He did. And I tell you, he is right up on that plate, too. That was in on his hands. He was in so far. Fouled it away. 0-2. I think we're out of baseballs.
I'll get that taken care of, hopefully.
Look at here.
This one opposite field again. It'll drive in a run. Quayle Tony 2-for-2 with a ribby. Silicaga up 5-0.
6-0.
Sometimes tough to count where I'm from, David.
I tell you, tell you, that was a big hit by London to get out and get over the head of the left fielder and score D, and now he scores. So we scored just about two every inning here.
Should be back live on YouTube now. Our apologies. Had a brief audio issue. Sometimes it happens, Dave.
Technology, my man. You can't explain it.
Another deep shot. Left field. Wise going back, and he'll make the grab on this one. Aggies able to get two more. We lead it 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Aggies on top. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
For 20-
24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area. Turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing partner of the Aggie Sports Network. Fortunately, we haven't needed many tows, but hey, Doug has bailed us out a couple times, Dave.
Let me tell you something. I was going in one of our vehicles one day, and it just ran super hot, and I was afraid to run it anymore, and called Lee, and I mean within 3 minutes he had Doug, and he was out there and gave me a ride back to the shop or to the office and everything. He's just, their company is really incredible. I always support the Aggies here.
1-2. Called strike three. Hyde back to the dugout. So we're in the bottom of the third inning. Aggies lead at 6-0.
You know, a lot of people might not think that's a strike, and in some strike zones it might not be, but he's been consistently calling that pitch at that same spot on right-handed batters.
And back to the top of the order in Layfield. David, you're right. It's been a consistent zone.
That's all you can ask for from umpire is to be consistent.
From the windup, Gordon. Missed that one, 1-0.
We've had our share of inconsistent ones.
Hey, I thought that was the same spot high, just that more across the plate.
There's that same pitch. This time he calls it a strike.
You know, it's also easy to look at where the catcher catches it and assume that it's a strike or a ball, but it's where it crosses the plate. The 1-1 coming to Gordon. From Gordon to Layfield. Pitcher on pitcher battle.
I think that one was a little low, 2-1.
Had to brighten that camera up as we sit here now, 3-1.
The Bulldogs of Asheville. Jeremy doing a little technical work here. There's another strike, 3-2.
I mean, it's nearly impossible to get a good camera shot. I mean, the sun's...
Especially with that sun.
Now, after the sun goes down, it's perfect. Get under the lights, get some good light. This one's popped up. Right side, it should stay in play. CP running after it, calling for it, and makes the catch for out two.
Speaking of lights, about time for them to light the candles here. As this entire field pretty much in shade now.
And they're not on yet.
Nope. But there's still plenty of light. As we play, what is this, bottom of the third? Or is it the fourth inning?
Bottom three. Aggies the visiting team.
6-0, good guys. Nice play.
That back to Gordon. The Aggies throw it to first for the out. Get them three up, three down. As we'll go top four. Good guys on top, 6-0.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Feels like we just saw Connor Tampling. We'll see him again here to start the fourth inning.
Yeah, he's been good with the bat today for Coach Brooks. And see if he can get on here to start the fourth. Up 6-0.
Tampling underneath this one. Going to drift out of play. 1-1 now to Connor. That one to the backstop, but a swing and miss. 1-2. Son, starting to get behind the batter's eye. Give us about 5 more minutes. You guys can see the left side of the infield pretty well. Tampa, grounder, over to short. Picked up by Foster. Throw deep in the holes. Not going to get us. Throw got past the first baseman, but it's going to be a base hit all the way for the Aggies.
You know, that hit right there, Jeremy, almost sounded like what you hear in Major League Baseball with wood bats and a broken bat. That thing really rolls slow out the shortstop. And because the shortstop did not approach that ball and come and get it, that's what enabled Connor Tampling to get to first base. That thing just was really a slow roller. That may be a broken bat.
Runner at first, no outs. Back to Jamari Thomas. Takes a strike here. 0-1.
That one definitely on the outside part of the plate. Jamari really would have had to reach to get that. He's one of the few Aggies that's not crowding the plate.
This one to the backstop. The Aggies going to pick up 90 feet. Connor Tampling showed some good speed on that ground ball. Shows it there as well.
Yeah, he's at second now with nobody out in a 6-0 lead. Fourth inning, the Aggies would love to have a 3 or 4 run inning here and maybe try to get this thing done early.
Thomas taking a ball, 2-1. This one to the backstop again. Tampling taking third.
That time Palmer behind the plate, he reached over and tried to backhand that ball instead of moving his body over in front of it to stop it. And it's just those little things like that that help you win baseball games. Now they'll bring their infield in.
Gonna try to cut this run off at the plate. That won't matter. Jamari Thomas, a shot into the left, and it's going to one hop the fence. Thomas, is he looking for 3? Yes, he is. Thomas rounding second. He'll have a sliding in triple with an RBI. 7-0 Aggies.
That kid can motor, but I tell you something else he can do too is put the bat on the ball. That one was smoked out in the left field. Not a chance. And I tell you, by the time the left fielder got to the ball, Jeremy, he was already rounding second base. Cat can really run. Now you got a chance to kind of blow this thing open a little more here, 7-0, and you got to know he's coming home on a pass ball or any kind of little dribbler in the infield as they bring their infield in again.
Infield playing in on the grass. 0-1 counts, 100 Mims. No outs still. The 0-1 Mims underneath. It's going to be a tough play. A lot of room to make the play, and the basket catch not made by Wall at first base in foul territory.
Well, he gave it everything he had, and that would have been a tough catch, but he just didn't come up with it. If you'll remember earlier today in the second at bat for Hunter, Jeremy, he smoked one out to left field as well off the fence and got stranded at second with a stand-up double.
The 0-2, hard hit grounder to short. That'll hold Thomas at third, but the infield playing on the grass.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one to run on. Mims grounds out to shortstop.
The difference in that is placement of your infielders. A lot of guys like to move that shortstop over closer to third with your pitcher kind of, you know, fielding the middle, but Hunter hit that one right at the shortstop. If he would have had to move in any way, Jamari's coming home.
Thomas at the plate. He got a base hit his last time, but then got caught in a rundown in between first and second.
Yeah, and he needs another hit. He was 0-for-3 earlier this morning.
Late field leaves it outside, 2-0 to Thomas. And Connor Phillips struck out, I think, looking behind him.
Yep, and he was 0-for-2 himself. He walked one time earlier today and scored in that game. He was one of our 3 runs.
Swing and a miss here from Thomas, 2-1. 7-0 Aggies. Bottom top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, you used to saying that with the Aggies being the home team, but not this time.
That one's close. Called a ball, 3-1.
He said it was outside. Walk here would be damaging to the Bulldogs.
Thomas thought he had ball four.
And it caught the inside part of the plate, a late strike call. And I don't think Brady was trying to show anybody up. He thought it was a ball.
Here we go, 3-2. Stays alive, lifts it out of play, down the first baseline. Had a lot of long foul balls in this game. That one rolls all the way towards the volleyball nets on the beach volleyball court. 3-2, Thomas. Again, same spot, out of play. Don't go as far. He'll stay inside the fence.
Sun now pretty much all behind Jax over there across the highway. Somebody needs to turn the lights on.
Thomas fouls that one off.
And there's the walk that he thought he had three pitches ago, and it's going to be kind of interesting here as they're talking about turning the lights on now.
Okay.
I've always heard.
I thought they were automatic, but.
Well, and I've always heard that you never want to turn them on in the middle of an inning, always in the half inning.
And they're coming on.
But this is going to be interesting here. Is Brady going to be running? Are they going to let CP take a pitch here? It was way outside, but Brady wasn't running. This would be a great spot for CP to hit one of them moon balls again.
Yeah, the Aggies with a 7-0 lead. You know he's got it on his mind.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a shot. Not sure it'll get out. It's going back, and it is gone. Well, there you go, Mr. McCurley.
Did I call it or what?
Connor Phillips, a 2-run blast to left center. The Aggies lead it 9-0.
And it proves, and I'm just going to tell you this too, Jeremy. It's not the bat. You know, he's hit them, you know, mammoth shots with those aluminum bats, but he hit that ball to the deepest part of this field, and it cleared the wall with a good bit of spare, and that's with a wood bat, my friend. So Connor Phillips can hit them no matter what kind of stick he's using.
I said I wasn't sure it was going to get out, David. Quite frankly, off the bat, it looked high enough to maybe stay in the yard, but that one just kept on tracking, and I never saw it go over the wall.
Yeah.
So, Connor Phillips put a jolt into that one. You'll get a pitching change for the Asheville Bulldogs, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. Aggies on top, 9-0 with one out, top of the fourth inning.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Stuck on the road? Mergel's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Mergel's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Mergel's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at mergelsanytimetowing.com.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
D. O'Neill at the plate. See if David did some scouting on this pitcher.
None.
Well, thanks, David.
I'm sorry, man.
Trying to get the number on this guy. Aggies, and I'm being told it's a 10-0 ball game because Jamari Thomas was still on third, so the Aggie Sports Network falling behind.
Number 77, and that is going to be
Hunter Boland. There we go. Yeah, he came in from right field to pitch. 2-0 now to D. O'Neill. Skipping up to the plate is that one now 2-1. Excuse me. So it was 1-1, now 2-1. My apologies to Connor Phillips. This one's grounded. Right side of the infield. The throw to first for the out. Second out of the inning. Now here's London Howell. David, as soon as that ball got in the air, I lost it. And I didn't know it was a homer until I saw the reaction from Connor Phillips and the field umpire give the wave around the bases.
Well, actually, you know, at this time of day when the lights are just turned on, a lot of times it's hard to follow a ball like that, and that's why I was wondering when they were going to turn them on because the outfielders can have a problem. But I tell you, no pun intended, and I didn't call that shot for Connor, but that sure was nice to see him break out with a wood bat.
That one fouled back into the backstop by London Howell, 0-1. Quill Tony on deck.
And you may or may not know this, how many homers is that for CP this year? It's got to be at least three or four,
I
know.
Five for Phillips, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I've seen three. Has Strange Schillsburg hit their first home run as a team yesterday at Chuckalucka Park?
You've seen three. And he's hit two in that series on a Saturday game against Asheville and Geraldine a couple weeks ago. He had two homers in that one. I think that's five for Connor Phillips this year.
And I'll tell you, that one hits.
That one's going to hit Howell.
Yep. The one I seen Connor hit at Fayetteville was probably the longest home run I've ever seen at that field. And that thing was traveling by the lights when it left the field. It was just a moonshot. But that one there, he hit to the furthest part of this field. This field takes a little bit of a bend out there by that old TV stand out there in left center field, and that is it. With that little bend right there, gives you a few more feet to have to hit it out. I would say
it's about 380.
I would say 375, 380 at least.
It's definitely a hitter's park down the line, 300 in left. I mean, it's once you get to just maybe not fully right center, but right center, it gets back down to, I think, about 325, 330.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why they wanted to extend that fence out there that you were asking about this morning.
Tony, hard hit ground ball right side of the infield. Takes a tough hop. The throw to first will get us, and that'll do it in the inning. Continue that thought, David, on the other side of this break. 10-0 Aggies. We'll go bottom of the fourth inning. Asheville to the plate when we come back.
Hey, football fans, just like we practice Leave No Trace on our beautiful Pinote Trail, let's tackle a different Leave No Trace challenge in our stands. At the end of the game, take a minute to throw your trash in the receptacles located throughout the stadium. Show your school pride by leaving our stadium cleaner than we found it. Whether packing it out on the trails or in the stands, a small effort to pitch in will make a world of difference. Winning on the scoreboard is awesome. Winning for our community and our environment is just as important. Together we can keep our city spaces and our wild places clean. Brought to you by the Penhody Experience Foundation.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School athletics.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Welcome back to the Wall. 10-0, the Aggies lead as we go to work in the bottom of the fourth. Jeremy Law along doing everything. He's fixing the camera. He's play-by-play. He's the man, Aggies.
Oh, trying to get back rested. Thank you for that, David. Back in the chair here. That one got past Gordon, but right to Thomas, and the throw picked out of the dirt by Phillips. One pitch, one out. That was a three-hole hitter, Henderson, at the plate for Asheville. 10-0, Sylacauga. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nine hits, 10 runs for Sylacauga. I like to see the hit column piling up. Also like to see the error column at zero for the Aggies. And
I really like to see what Nolan Gordon's doing on the mound. He's really had a good game.
He's given up one hit so far.
Yeah, he has really thrown the ball well. And as long as he's the way he is right now, leave him alone. Really stayed out in front of these Bulldog hitters and thrown the ball well.
Yeah, one skips up to the plate. Now 2-1.
Palmer up at the plate now, the lefty. As we are just about to dark now.
Swing and a miss, strike two.
Aggies trying to turn out the lights on the Bulldogs and shut out here. So we play in the bottom of the fourth, only one hit.
I think Coach Brooks owes it to us to get out of here a little early. That one is slapped foul. Would have been a tough one. Last night's game, David, was going by quick. I mean, a fast-paced game, and we get to the fifth inning, and 14 runs were scored, and
Well, let's not have that happen again here tonight.
On the bottom of the fourth now, but let's see if the Aggies can hold them off.
But, you know, you said these Bulldogs scored 11 runs yesterday morning.
Yeah, you talked to Coach Steven and Lane Strickland yesterday before the second game, and obviously I wasn't here for the first one. Talked about the game, said, hey, we couldn't throw strikes and we gave up too many free bases, kind of what you saw in last night's game against Cherokee County. And that's how the scoreboard will get like that, as this one's popped in the air, left side out of play towards the Aggie indoor facility.
You know, these teams that come here this week, you know, Asheville, good hour away, and the same as Thorsby.
Yeah, David, I was going to ask you to give me the geography.
Asheville's just a little north of Pell City, right up there by Interstate 59. And you go through Asheville, nice little town with a little town square there. It reminds me a lot of Ashland.
Are they 4A?
Yeah. And about an hour to get here. And then
swinging a miss, strike three.
And then Thorsby, of course, you know, is down close to where you're from, across the river there. And in Chilton County, so about an hour or two. But now Cherokee County is a good little ride. I'd say probably a good hour, 15, 20 minutes at least from Cherokee County.
This is going to be Macklemore, the third baseman. Fandon there, 0-1. I'll tell you, Gordon has been impressive. They got two outs here in the fourth.
Yeah, he's been on tap today. Really good for Coach Brooks.
That one fouled off right field.
And to be honest with you, with the pitchers that pitched yesterday, with Howell and, you know, and then today with Brady Thomas, this is just what the Aggies needed to get a good, solid effort out of somebody where, you know, right now they don't have to go to the pen for a while.
Called strike three gets us into the dugout. As the Aggies to the plate in the top of the fifth with a 10-0 lead when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Allen Oil Company, presenting sponsor, the Aggie Sports Network. Aggies to the plate with a 10-0 lead. Maybe looking to grab a few more to ensure that you win this one in five. We don't want to jinx it, though.
Yeah, you could use an insurance run or two. They'll face a new pitcher.
It'll be Caleb Daniels to pitch for Asheville. Top five is Judson Howell, followed by Connor Tampling, then back to the top of the order.
We got some new coaches in the boxes here, Jeremy, as we got Lane Strickland at third, Stephen over at first, and the two main guys in the dugout here.
0-1 turns into 1-1 for different reasons than earlier too. That's great.
We had to make that choice earlier today, but that's okay. You know, these guys getting a lot of experience on the varsity level, and why not?
1-1 now, 2-1. Caleb Daniels looks to be a younger guy, David, just looking at him.
Yeah,
coming in to pitch.
Got a very slow motion, which is kind of unorthodox, but as you mentioned, you can tell he's maybe not even in high school yet.
Called strike three. Right. Comes in, gets a strikeout on the first man he faces here in the top of the fifth inning. Connor Tampling, an infield single, his last time to the plate.
And then we'll go back to the top of the order, so you're going to see Jamari Thomas again at least once, and you'll remember his last time, he smoked a triple. Guess that one was a little high. That one skips up there.
2-0. Trying to get Tampling on with one out. Tampling from B.B. Comer last year. moved into the city limits. He was up here running the scoreboard in one of those games yesterday. Got a chance to meet him and talk with him. 3-0, turns into ball four. So a first batter strikeout for Daniels, and then a four-pitch walk to Connor Tampling. Now's where it gets difficult. It's Jamari Thomas to the plate.
And, you know, Tampling is very familiar with Stephen Strickland. A lot of people tend to forget he was the head baseball coach at B.B. Comer for, you know, a few years over there. And now back at his alma mater, along with his younger brother and his daddy. I don't know if you ever had three of the same last name coaching them.
Well, if Barry sticks around long enough, Stephen's having a boy in October. That one's to the backstop.
Wow.
Aggies holding runners now. Maybe we, I'm not sure if we knew we were, but.
That'll be another, actually, Jeremy Law, that'll be a great grandbaby for Mayor Tony White.
He ain't that old now.
Yeah, I've got a grand youngin' too, and I don't want to use the word great yet at all.
Now 2-0 to Jamari. That went behind Thomas.
He never flinched, did he?
Not a bad fastball from Daniels. It has some velocity on it, probably sitting in the low 70s. 3-0. Strike one.
You know, with a little work, he throws the ball well. He got to get a little mechanics down and get you speed down. As you know, he's probably...
Thomas gets another base knock in this one into left.
You know, he's probably going to be pretty easy right now with that long stride and that slow delivery to steal on. But as you know, with Tampling on first, they weren't going to steal in a 10-0 game. So certainly don't want to try and rub salt in the wound. Now you're getting into that meat of the order again where you got to be careful, though.
Yeah, two on and one out. That one over the head of Mims, taken in by the catcher, Palmer.
That was a little high, too.
And 2-0. Called strike on Mims. Getting a little favorable strike zone here.
I don't think that would have been called a strike in a 2-1 game. I'm sorry. Oh, man. He had a great move and threw it into centerville. He had Connor Tampling going the wrong way.
I don't think Tampling thought we were going to get a pickoff throw. Two, one, skips to the plate, 3-1.
Nice stop by Palmer back there that time. He backhanded. I know his coach wants him to get over in front of that thing, but he was able to stop it, and that one's inside, and they're going to walk Mims, and that'll bring up Brady Thomas.
And base is full for Brady.
Pretty good speed at every base pad, too, for the Aggies. Is looking to get a little insurance here in the top of the fifth. That one's high to Brady.
One and oh to Thomas. Watches outside, 1-1. Excuse me, 2-0. Boy, I'm trying to keep up as well. That one almost got Brady on the back knee.
Yeah,
he's 3-0.
He's one pitch away from walking in a run.
Curveball, ball four, and that will bring in a run.
Well, and the guy coming to the plate his last time had a three-run tater, and bases are juiced now. You don't have anywhere to put him. think the only way that CP's going to see anything that he can barrel up here is on a fastball, and I just don't think that Daniel is going to do that to him at all. Palmer went out to talk to the young kid and tell him, look, you're okay, just keep throwing. And probably told him, just be careful with this guy. Little chin music there.
That was entitled Connor. The pitch. Phillips underneath that one. Skies it. Right side of the infield. Coming over is the second baseman, and it's in foul territory and drops to the turf. So Phillips will get another crack at it.
I'm going to tell you, somebody, when they go to that Asheville dugout, is probably going to get some instruction. Where was your first baseman in that play? I mean, it landed 10 feet behind Steven Strickland over there in the box. The first baseman never moved.
That one's outside on Phillips, 2-1. Bases full. 11-0 Sylacauga in the fifth. We are the visiting team, although at home. D. O'Neill on deck. That one almost got Phillips again. 3-1.
Youngster struggling with his plate appearance right here. Just trying to get something across.
Pitch to Phillips, ball four. We'll bring in another run.
He looks over there to the dugout, and here comes the cavalry.
I think you're going to get a pitching change here. We'll take a break. 12-0, Sylacauga, top five. We'll be back.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Walt. Aggies up big. David McCurley, they lead it 12-0. Hunter Morphis, the pitcher.
Be a good time to see Big D break out with a good shot in the gap or something. He struggled in this WBAT tournament with at the plate.
That one hit D. That'll bring in another one. Well, the Aggies is definitely getting that insurance we talked about.
D just politely tosses that bat aside and runs down to first base. He's all right. What is it now, 12, 13? 13-0, so you got your insurance. And Coach Jay Brooks making some changes here. I think we're going to get a...
It's going to be a Gunner Sims.
Yep.
Try to get set. He's looking to get a win. It's like they will get one. It depends on how far this inning goes. Strike to Gunner Sims, 0-1.
Still only one out in the inning.
Hill one. Sims watches it low, 1-1.
Tell you, we talked about Daniel being young. I believe Morphis is just as young. Who's out there on the bump for him now?
That one fouled off, 1-2. Aggies three runs so far in the fifth. Sims choking up. That one outside, 2-2. Pitch nearly hits him now, 3-2. C.J. Franklin on deck. So Gunner batting for Howell. Franklin going to bat for Jonathan Toney. That one hit him. Give us another one, 14-0.
Yeah, the merry-go-round goes again. Scoring's going to be.
Well, let's not hit our quarterback. That'd be great if get a base knock or a walk or something in play. But at least if they hit CJ, it'll be on the left arm, most likely. Gotta keep that right arm healthy. My hat's off to CJ. Man, football, basketball goes late. Talked to Felicia's mom yesterday. He was down to track or baseball. He's always been a baseball guy, and came to run this year with the boys here at the Wall. Now 1-1.
He's just a good athlete and good kid. And, you know, I applaud him out here, too. And this is a good spot for Coach Jay Brooks to get him up at the plate, too.
1-1. Called strike two. A little tight, but 1-2. And CJ, you know, a lot of those basketball guys, you know, after the loss in the state championship game, probably took CJ a couple days to decide if he was going to be out here. And a couple days later, he was. And CJ off the end of the bat, slow roller to second. Going to be a tough play at first, and he's going to be called out. Connor Phillips comes in to score. CJ Franklin drives the run in for out two.
Kind of watched that over there. No, not wanting to question anything. It was a bang bang play, but that might have been one of those 14-0 calls. I know the umpire in the field and certainly respect him a lot. He's one of the better ones we have. It's a bang-bang play, but I thought he might have beat it a little bit.
Judson underneath this one, going into right field, making the catch for the out. That'll do it. Aggies three outs away from a 10-run rule win here over Asheville, the final game of the Woodbat Tournament. Silicaga 15, Bulldogs nothing as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Silicaga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Silicaga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Thank you to Central Alabama Community College and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Their sponsorships help bring each and every live video stream on the Aggie Sports Network as Nolan Gordon looking to get the complete game shutout. He's just given up one hit by my marks, David.
Yeah, me too. And as I mentioned, this is a good shot, as you mentioned, in during the break for him to get a complete game shutout, maybe if he can hold him down to without scoring here and get three outs.
1-1 upstairs.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think this, if they win this game, brings them back to 500.
It'll be 10-10.
It's always important to stay on the upper side of that.
Now 3-1. It's like Wicks at the plate. Center fielder. He gets a call on strike two. Does Nolan 3-2. Been a while since Nolan was out there. A long fifth inning for the Aggies. They scored five. Gordon gets a swing and a miss. Strike three.
Two outs to go, and what has been a good game for the Aggies here. They've got a lot of kids playing.
Check swing, called strike. Brown at the plate. 0-1 from Gordon. From the windup, Nolan. It's another swing and a miss here, 0-2.
Give you a little update. Childersburg, you know, they're playing up at Chocolonk in that, I guess it's not a tournament, just playing games, and they're gonna, looks like they're gonna go 2-1 on the week, because that one missed as they lost to Vincent in the first game 5-1, defeated Donahoe 17-4 yesterday, and they're ahead of Sylvania 12-2 right now. Fayetteville went 2-0 on the day down at the beach, so a lot of teams having success today, and the Aggies trying to add to that tonight here, 15-0.
2-2 coming to Brown. Swing and a miss, got to the backstop. Tony going to pick it up, going to throw it to first, and a good strong throw will get him. Two outs, the Aggies and out of way.
You know, you had a lot of bright spots in this game. You know, the top of the order did a lot of damage. Jamari Thomas with a triple, and Brady and of course, Mims doing their thing, but then a big three-run shot by the cleanup man, Connor Phillips. But I tell you, you got to be happy for this in this game, Jeremy, for the Aggie pitching staff. You got one arm out there that's went the whole way. He's got a 1-1 count now on the last hope for the Bulldogs. And I tell you, Gordon has thrown the ball well. One hit over five.
1-1. Outside 2-1. Three and one. Now with two outs.
And by my count, I think he's only walked one batter in this game.
Hadn't been many. Gordon gets a strike here. Runs the count full 3-2 to Harris. Three, two, payoff. Oh, ball four.
I just had to say that.
That looked like a strike to me.
That did look good.
Here's Morphis.
No, really, they haven't had many base runners all together at all.
He'll foul one off of Tony.
Aggies' defense has been good. Pitching's been good. Just need to finish this thing off here.
stump, left side. That's going to get out of play.
People scurrying in the crowd there. Somebody's got to make a play, man.
0-2.
Nolan trying to end it here. There's the pitch. Calling strike three. That'll do it. Wilcoga wins this one 15-0. Over the Asheville Bulldogs from Jeremy Law, David McCurley. This has been a product of Radio Alabama, Wilcoga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.